This is Marriage After Children, written by Dr. Marcus Benwick, read for you by Sarani Wexford. Introduction: The Marriage You Forgot You Were In. There is a moment somewhere between the third year of parenthood and the eighth when a couple sits down across from me and one of them says it, usually the wife, sometimes the husband, almost always with their eyes a little wet and their hands working at the seam of a cushion or a sleeve. I think we're roommates. I have heard that sentence so many times that I no longer flinch. I have heard it from lawyers and nurses, from teachers and contractors, from a Marine and a violinist and a man who built drones for a defense firm. I have heard it from couples on their second marriage and from couples who have been together since high school. I have heard it from people who still love each other and from people who are not sure anymore. The sentence is a flag. In reality, there is no evidence mainstream child health and social security topples. This is why mainstream child health and social services are in a fighting, mostly. We're not fighting, mostly. We're not cheating, mostly. We're not even all that unhappy when we stop to take stock. But something has gone quiet between us, and the quiet has started to feel less like peace and more like a room nobody enters. I have been a marriage therapist for 24 years. I have sat with more than 2,000 couples in that time, and the great majority of them came to me sometime between the birth of their first child and the departure of their last. I have my own marriage, which is now 30 years old, and which has its own scars and surprises. We raised 3 children, who are now adults and who are, against all odds, mostly still speaking to us. I am writing this book because what I have learned, over a quarter century of work, is that the drift that happens to marriages after children is not a sign that the marriage is broken. It is a sign that the marriage is being asked to do a job it was never designed for, with no instructions and no rest breaks. What is that job? In a sentence, the job of raising small humans while keeping the household solvent, the relatives at bay, the in-laws appeased, the careers on track, the bodies fed, and the calendar functional. The marriage gets squeezed into the gaps, and there are no gaps, so the marriage adapts. It becomes a logistics company. Calendar invites replace conversations. Texts replace eye contact. The bed becomes a place where you collapse, not a place where you meet. Sex becomes the thing you used to do, then the thing you fight about, then the thing you don't talk about anymore. Resentment builds in the way silt builds in a riverbed. Nobody notices, and then one day the river isn't where it used to be. The good news, and there is good news, is that almost all of this is reversible. Not by magic, not by a weekend retreat, not by buying lingerie or scheduling date night every other Friday. Reversible by paying attention, by having a small number of the right conversations, by learning to see your spouse as a person again, instead of the second shift of your parenting operation, by understanding what's actually happening to your marriage when the children are small and what's coming when they are not so small, and what you have to do now if you want to be married to someone you still recognize when the house gets quiet. That's what this book is about. It is not a self-help book in the usual sense. I don't believe in 7 steps. I don't have a formula. What I have is 24 years of watching what works and what doesn't, and a strong opinion about what is worth your time. I should tell you up front what this book is not. It is not a parenting book. There are excellent parenting books, and this is not one of them. It is not a sex manual. There are some good ones of those, too. It is not a book about how to fix your spouse. Your spouse cannot be fixed by you. Your marriage can be repaired, but only by both of you, and only if you both want to. If only one of you wants to, that is a different situation, and one we will talk about toward the end. This book is also not for couples in crisis. If there is abuse in your home, physical or emotional, this is not the book for you. If one of you is in active addiction and unwilling to seek help, this is not the book for you. If you have already decided to divorce and you are looking for permission, this is not the book for you. The book you need in those cases is a different book, and the help you need is a different kind of help, and I urge you to find it. This book is for the broad middle, for couples who used to like each other, who still love each other in a duty-bound, half-hibernating sort of way, and who have started to suspect that something has gone missing. For couples who haven't had a real conversation in months, but who still text logistics 15 times a day. For couples whose children are healthy and whose mortgages get paid and whose lives, from the outside, look fine. The marriage is what does not look fine. The marriage is what feels like a co-managed enterprise rather than the thing two people built, because they wanted to build a life together. The structure of